Bidadari biru berlarut melamun, berajut sendu berlinang embun. Pasangan malam sejalan, mungkin kita harus belajar pada mereka untuk tetap bahagia.
Here's 14 o'clock news line. 200 trillion funds boost Indonesia's economic activity. Indonesia's 2026 ethanol program expected to raise farmers' income. Here is the complete details. Coordinating Minister for Food Zulkifli Hasan stated that the government's mandate to blend 10% ethanol into gasoline, which will take effect in 2026, will benefit farmers. Speaking in Tangerang, Banten on Wednesday, Hasan said that the mandatory 10% ethanol blend will increase the price of cassava, one of main raw materials used to produce ethanol, to 2,000 rupiah, approximately around 0.12 US dollar per kilogram. That's news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Oh, Ku kerap bertanya, mengapa ku tampak biasa-biasa saja. Jalani hari dan tertawa, apa selama ini ku tak benar cinta. Tak harus ku lakukan air mata untuk tunjukkan derita. Seketika lalu ku terus-terus bertanya, apa alasannya? Mungkin dia bukan orangnya. Mengapa ku mudah terima? Apa selama ini ku tak pernah cinta? Tak harus kualirkan air mata untuk tunjukkan derita. Dia tinggalkan ku seketika. Tak perlu ku terus-terus bertanya, apa alasannya? Mungkin dia bukan orangnya. Mungkin memang sudah waktunya. Air mata untuk tunjukkan derita. Ya tinggalkan ku seketika. Tanpa terus-terus bertanya, apa alasannya? Mungkin dia bukan orangnya. Badan sambutan tanda ku bahagia. Kita rayakan saja sering katakan selamanya. Mungkin memang sudah waktunya. Mungkin dia bukan orangnya.
Time on.
awal dari kisah selamanya.
Kita bersilat lidah sejak langit gelap hingga kembali cerah. Oh, gemar sekali kita berbeda pandang. Semula berada terkadang kembali terang. Siapa relanya aku
cinta yang baru saja satu. Ku coba untuk mengenalmu, membaca kamu.
Oh, mengapa kita bertahan? Setiap tingkahku membuatmu bertanya padaku.
Buktikan padaku,
hati ini, cinta ini, hanya butuh, hanya ini dirimu. Dirimu selamanya.
Buktikanlah, buktikan, coba buktikan padaku.
Only from old stories, Nyanku is washing creases and swords, which according to the story was conducted by somebody from Mecca. He was said to be Syedina Ali, but according to a legend, he was Boros Nora.
About Panya. Panjalu and stories that are circulating in the area. But how is Panjalu today? Human life continues to run fast, but many customs persist. Then a civilization in a shaky position to the change of life, wisdom becomes very important. The same with Panjalu, a fertile region located at an altitude of over 700 meters above sea level in Mount Sawal surroundings in the northern town of Ciamis, West Java. It is approximately 235 kilometers southeast of Jakarta, about 95 kilometers east of the provincial capital city of Bandung, West Java. Normally, it takes about 5 hours from Jakarta via toll road or about 2.5 hours from the city of Bandung. Going by train from Jakarta, you have to stop at Tasikmalaya, then take another vehicle to Panjalu. There is no direct public transport to Panjalu. Since the Dutch colonial era, Panjalu, with its Situ Lengkong or Lengkong Pond, has been used as a natural conservation area. Panjalu is an area that, according to the saga, was the embryo of Tatar Sunda Kingdom in West Java and the kingdoms in Central and East Java. Life in Panjalu was full of prosperity and well-being under the leadership of King Borosmora and his successors. The difference between kingdoms in Central and East Java and the Tatar Sunda Kingdom, in this case Panjalu, is that there was some influence of Buddhism and Hinduism, but the strong influence was Islam. The prosperity and welfare in the 6th century BC, Panjalu can still be seen in Situ Lengkong, which is a masterpiece of King Borosmora, the ruler of Panjalu Kingdom at that time. It was dedicated to the prosperity of his people, as told by Abah Dede.
Beliau untuk mensejahterakan rakyatnya sendiri, kemudian beliau itu membuat gawe.
He worked for his people, then he made gawe Karahayuan, for work for glory. Yes, for Karahayuan, for glory, for keselamatan, for welfare, for peace and prosperity of his people, and so on. It is a masterpiece of civil engineering technology. Actually, it was the work of King Borosmora. So in the 6th or 7th century, an Indonesian king successfully built a lake, some dam. In my opinion, it is worth entering the list of cultural heritage objects. But at the moment, it has not been included in the cultural heritage list.
Economy, which is dominated by agriculture, currently does not bring good impact for local farmers, although there is Situ or Lake Lengkong, as told by Pak Oman, a resident of Panjalu, who is also a pangguru or community leader.
Cuman sekarang kendalanya modal, apalagi sering fluktuatif.
Now the problem is capital investment, which is often volatile, fluctuative, yes. It is the price during planting and harvest times it fluctuates. So now I decided to stop for a moment. Agriculture is always like this sometimes. The price is high, but mostly it is cheap. I became a farmer because it's the only thing that I know. Because all I can do is farming. I don't even know how to market my products. I cannot manage the time. I'm a farmer, not a trader. I cannot leave my farm. If I go and sell my products, while it takes 3 to 4 days to tend to the plants, what would happen? The plants would be affected by diseases. That's the problem.
Strengthen the village economy, actually the government has built a system of economic cooperatives to help farmers. However, according to the elder and leader of indigenous people of Panjalu, Abah Dede, the government must not only set up a cooperative but must also oversee its existence as well as how is it in the future.
Kalau misalnya kita akan harus mengembangkan seperti koperasi, kudu jelas ya rekaya bantuan, ya programnya bagaimana.
If we must develop a cooperative, it must be clear what kind of assistance that we are going to get. How about the program? Not after we were encouraged to set the cooperative in accordance with the law. We will become confused. What then? And how about the indigenous people? What are we going to do with them?
Abah Dede also has a dream. He said if only farmers in Indonesia are like farmers in Thailand, who need not think about marketing their agricultural product or the outcome of their creative economy.
Saya itu terenyuh ya pada waktu saya ke Thailand. Ya. Kamu sebetulnya ini misalnya membuat sangkar burung. Mengapa kamu membuat sangkar burung? Saya disuruh.
I was so touched when I went to Thailand. There was a farmer who was making a bird cage. Why do you make bird cages? He said, I make bird cages because I was told by our cooperative office to do it. How about the marketing? We need not worry about marketing because after we finish this, people from industrial office will come and we get paid. How? With checks. So rural banking in Thailand lives so well, and people need not worry about marketing. This is what I call a clear policy. Sorry for making a comparison.
Karena itu kebijaksanaan itu jelas. Maaf kalau saya membandingkan itu ya.
However, out of necessity, the indigenous people living in Panjalu finally had to face a difficult choice. On the one hand, they want to feel the sense of development, but on the other hand, they want to retain their customs and culture that they have been painstakingly maintained, especially after Ciamis district lost Pangandaran, which was previously a source of local revenue fund. Following is the village head of Panjalu.
Kemarin juga waktu ada calon-calon bupati.
When there was a potential candidate for a region, for development policy in Panjalu, please prioritize the local policy first. Do not ever let the culture and the cultural order became lost.
Saya tidak mau, saya bilang gitu, daerah kami ini sendiri juga ada hotel. Saya kan ngomong, saya bilang, udah aja wisatawan datang, sarare di lemur, kira-kira gitu. Kalau itu harus diperbaiki, misalnya.
I do not want any hotel here. I have said tourists can come and homestay. If toilets need to be fixed, then fix them. Just do whatever necessary. What I'm worried about is, if there are hotels, tourists will flock in without control. At least we can tell people what to do. I am very concerned. Do not develop Panjalu as you please. What we feared is not in accordance with the rules of our ancestors, Islamic rules. No bad deeds, nor blasphemy, things like that. We are worried if it is not controlled, there will be hotels and what is it? Karaoke and so on?
Itu tidak terkontrol. Kalau ada hotel-hotel, apalagi karaoke, apa gitu dan sebagainya kan seperti itu.
As part of autonomous region of Ciamis district, Panjalu inevitably becomes part of revenue producing potentials, especially after the loss of Banjar and Pangandaran area, which were the largest source of income for Ciamis district, as stated by Ciamis head of culture and tourism office, Agus Yani.
After Pangandaran off, it means we must concentrate on the existing destinations, especially cultural tourism, such as Karang Kamulian, Situ Lengkong, and Tambak Sari, which will become our icons and to be given the top priority because we will not have beaches anymore. Apart from being managed by the government, we expect later there will be investors from outside, so the next destinations are to be created by the private sector.
Meanwhile, related to regional development planned by Ciamis Authority, indigenous people of Panjalu who still retain their culture have proposed specific requirements, such as told by Panjalu Village Head Haris.
Saya kan diundang sama disebut Pak.
As Panjalu Village Head, I was invited by Ciamis Culture and Tourism Office. The district lost some assets through the new autonomous region of Pangandaran. The attention will be on Panjalu, right? We have put forward our appeal. Do not move Pangandaran to Panjalu.
Itu berkaitan juga dengan kewenangan. Inilah yang mohon dimengerti juga oleh pemerintah kabupaten. Ya, dai desa itu sebenarnya terbatas kewenangannya dan sebagainya.
Well, it relates to the authority. This is what we want to be understood also by the district. The village has very limited authority, so please do understand if you want any income, you must give bread authority to us. Actually, they should ask Panjalu people first.
After the loss of Pangandaran, the Ciamis district, local government set Panjalu as a leading tourist destination. But the extent of this business venture is narrated by the head of Ciamis Culture and Tourism Office, Harmansa.
Panjalu juga demikian, karena sudah menjadi objek wisata budaya dan jarak unggulan.
Panjalu now has become the main object of cultural tourism and pilgrimage in Ciamis district. Facilities and infrastructure have already been built by the Ciamis district government.
It seems Panjalu has to face the reality between maintaining the culture that has persisted over 1,000 years as Nyangku ceremony, held at the beginning of the month of Muharram or Maulid in Situ Lengkong, or adapting the meaning of development without filtering, which often ignores the great tradition and culture. However, if Panjalu has become a tourism icon, something that has been hidden will be famous outside of Ciamis area and will provide economic income and wealth as desired by Panjalu people. However, until when they will be able to maintain their customs and tradition, God only knows.
Oh, kasih cakrawala di hatiku. Melihat dua indah bola mata di atasku.
Ku inginkan dirimu jadi insan permata di hatiku. Tak perlu kau bicara lewat dari asmara, bersatu untuk kau dan aku. Meskipun bintang tak pernah menilai, terang pun terasa gelap. Ku tak setia bersamamu kasih. Berkata, ku inginkan dirimu jadi insan permata di hatiku. Tak perlu kau bicara berbeli asmara, bersatu untuk kau dan aku. Janjiku, ku kan setia bersamamu. Dia selalu ada dekatmu. Tak ingin waktu terasa cepat berlalu. Tidakkah bagi aku saja kecewa jika lambat berdua dengan kasih. Hanya sejuta warna pelangi cinta bersama.
glance, his face looks like the face of an adult human, with his eyes reflecting a blank, meaningless look. His body is covered in black clothes and a piece of ulos, a typical woven cloth of the Batak tribe, is slung over his shoulders. Meanwhile, on his head, he has a sotali, a kind of head covering. When the sound of music from the gondang, a traditional single-headed drum, starts to play, suddenly his sculpted body begins to move to the rhythm of the music. He is Si Gali Gali, a unique wooden doll from Omo village on Samosir Island in the middle of Lake Toba in North Sumatra. Si Gali Gali statue was not just born just like that. There is a long history that follows it, as told by local guide Anderson Sigiro. Si Gali Gali is actually the story of a king's son. 600 years ago, there was a king in the Batak region or Samosir Island whose name was Raja Rahat. Raja Rahat has a son, the only son. His name is Si Manggali, a pious and obedient child who has the skill of Manortor or Batak dancing. However, when he was growing up, he was ordered by Raja Rahat or his father to go to war with the aim of expanding Raja Rahat's territory or kingdom area. However, in this war, Si Manggali died or was killed in the battle, and his body wasn't found. Hearing this news, Raja Rahat felt sad. Yes, he regretted to lose his only son who should have given him the next generation. For the Batak people, having a son is important to continue the next generation of the family or clan line. Finding out that his only son is dead, Raja Rahat fell ill and almost lost his memory, because he kept thinking about his only son who was gone. Various ways were done to cure the king, including summoning powerful shamans in the Batak region. However, none of the shamans were able to treat Raja Rahat's illness. However, one day, one of the residents had a dream. He dreamed that if the king wants to be healed, try to make a statue that looks like Raja Rahat's son. They tried to make a statue, and after the statue was finished, the statue was presented before the king. Raja Rahat saw the statue, and he summoned a powerful shaman who was able to heal or summon the spirit of Si Manggali. The shaman then did a ritual. The shaman summoned the spirit. The spirit was attached to the body of the statue that had been provided. The statue was ordered to dance and move. At the beginning, Si Gali Gali could move or dance mystically, or at the behest of a shaman. But now, Si Gali Gali is moved with the help of a puppeteer. Si Gali Gali comes from the word gali, which in Toba Batak language means graceful. In order to stand upright, Si Gali Gali is placed on a rectangular wooden pad. This wooden pad functions to connect the woven ropes, which can make the wooden doll move as if it were dancing. A puppeteer will control the ropes so that Si Gali Gali can move smoothly. Like the nervous system and the body joints in humans, these ropes connect Si Gali Gali's body parts, starting from the head, neck, arms, and palms. It turns out that we can still see the 90-year-old Si Gali Gali statue at the performance venue in Tobok, but because its condition is not good anymore, a duplicate is made. In fact, our oldest Si Gali Gali statue is over there. The original statue is broken, so we use a duplicate of that. But this is also old. This duplicate is over 30 years old. Of the three Si Gali Gali statues that we can see today at the Si Gali Gali Performance Venue in Tomok, all of them wear black clothes. Does this have any meaning?
Nah, jadi sebenarnya gini, Bu.
Well, actually it's like this. Because Batak people are like that. So, when they die, they have to be wrapped in the black ulos traditional clothes like this. That's why Batak people used to wear clothes when they died. They wore a black suit. In memory of his son Simanggale, when Raja Rahat was alive, he made a rule or decree in the kingdom that the statue had to be displayed or shown to the public, whether at cultural or traditional events accompanied by dancing or tortor. This can be seen today when we visit Tomok, Samosir Island. Visitors also join the manor tour. What are their impressions after seeing Sigale-gale and dancing? In fact, our origins are from Samosir, the origins of our ancestors. So we come here from Nainggolan district because I am from the Nainggolan clan. We want to see this very sacred Batak culture, which is very interesting. We want to see Sigale-gale directly.
Nah, itu kita sangat-sangat.
Well, we are very, very impressed, and that is the Tortor Batak tradition. So we teach Manortor to children. There is an order in doing Manortor by holding ulos traditional clothes. We wear sword for women and for men. The ulos for women and men are also different both in good and bad times. I think Lake Toba, especially in Tomok, is the best place to do Manortor.
After I see and take part in the Tortor dance with Sigale-gale, I feel that Batak culture is really interesting for us. First, we watched it, then we will share it with our friends. This Batak culture is really interesting.
We are from the city of Subulussalam in the district of Aceh province, and we come with families. We are here for holiday to see Sigale-gale, which is one of Batak cultures. Then I'm actually here to let children know that Indonesia has many cultures. I see Sigale-gale and feel entertained. I want to come here again.
Harapan kita sebenarnya banyak.
We actually have a lot of hopes, Mel, especially regarding Sigale-gale, because this must be preserved. This is one of the Batak cultures that we are still fighting to maintain from ancient times until now.
Listeners, that was the feature of Sigale-gale, and of course I want to thank you for listening to us through our online streaming and mobile app. And you, if you want to stay updated with accurate and reliable news from VOI and RRI station across Indonesia, rri.co.id is the answer. rri.co.id, the official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia, delivers the latest, credible, and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. Stay updated with a trusted source only at rri.co.id, your reliable online news portal.